today. 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon. Second hour of News and Views on a Friday when we come back. Oh, yeah.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The nation's employers stepped up their hiring in May, adding 339,000 jobs. The report from the government reflected the job market's resilience after more than a year of rapid interest rate increases by the Fed. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7% from a five-decade low of 3.4% in April. President Biden will address the nation this evening about the U.S. averting a government default. Senate approval of a debt ceiling and budget cuts package came just days before Monday's fast-approaching deadline. The president talks at 7 p.m. Eastern. And a tropical depression forming in the Gulf of Mexico, the Atlantic hurricane season officially began on Thursday. Stocks are sharply higher, the Dow up 689 points. This is SRN News.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On this second day of June, it could be a forecast in July or August. It's getting hotter and a little bit more humid with a high today and tomorrow around 91. Tonight's low 67. And both today and tomorrow, look for those widely scattered, random afternoon and evening storms. There'll be few and far between. And Sunday's high temperature up to about 93 with more isolated pop-up storms here and there. And not much change Monday and Tuesday. You know, lower 90s, risk of more widely scattered storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Saab. Russell County Sheriff's deputy shot and killed a man who fired a gun at a utility worker who was trying to shut off his water. It happened in Phoenix City on Wednesday. Deputies later pulled the man over on Highway 31 and Ware Road. The suspect presented a firearm out the window of his vehicle and deputies shot him. A man has been charged with murder in connection to a recent homicide. 28-year-old Jaquan Hartwell is a suspect in the May 29th shooting death of 22-year-old Rondarius McQueen. Hartwell was taken into custody Thursday. He's in Montgomery Jail without bond. Montgomery Fire and Rescue have started the Hero Boston Butts fundraiser. The firefighters are selling Boston Butts to the community for $45. All proceeds are going to the Montgomery firefighters that were injured in the fatal house fire that occurred last month. The fundraiser begins today at 4 p.m. in the Rick and Moe's parking lot. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Saab.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. an equal housing lender.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
This is Alice with Independent Glass. We advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, and we get great results. If you want results like we get, you need to go with Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Shaw's Garden Center and Landscaping will help make your yard bloom this summer. Make your property beautiful with their large variety of low-maintenance shrubbery. Pine straw bales, only $4.50. And their June special, 10% off all ornamental concrete. Shaw's is the River Region's exclusive retailer for wood furniture by Grassy Ridge Gazebos. With 50 years of horticulture experience, Shaw's can offer you advice and tips to help you get growing. Visit 3295 Wetumpka Highway in Montgomery. Like them on Facebook or go to shawsgardencenter.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Sky Mosley here for another hour.
The mighty, mighty Uriah
Heep. Oh, I know.
Nice.
Sometimes you gotta go classic. 272-9228, as the big voice said. And, of course, the big news as of last night is the Senate passes bill to raise debt ceiling, preventing first ever U.S. default. That's not true. We've defaulted many times. You lying SOBs!
What else is new?
Or maybe they're just ignorant and not lying at all.
It's hard to tell when their lips are moving.
But this passed, 63-36. And the good news is that both senators from the great state of Alabama, Coach Tuberville, and the newly elected Senator Katie Britt, were both a no vote on this deal.
Looking good.
So let's see. The United States currently has a national debt of nearly $32 trillion, and it is rapidly rising with each passing minute. That's from a statement released by Senator Britt's office. It's clear that if we don't change our dire financial trajectory, it will make the American dream unattainable for our children and our children's children. During Senate debate on the bill, Senator Britt said Democrats voted down several amendments she offered to, quote-unquote, improve the legislation in a fiscally responsible manner. This issue is not only a question of our country's economic security, but our moral obligations to future generations, Senator Britt continued. Decisive action and tough decisions are needed to finally get control of wasteful government spending and put America's fiscal house in order. I've been saying that for years now.
Yeah, it's no big secret.
While I appreciate the diligence of Speaker McCarthy in attempting to make the best of our crisis scenario caused by months of President Biden's refusing to even have a conversation about this issue, we must do more. Coach Tuberville heavily criticized the quote-unquote compromise bill before the House vote, calling it a bad, bad deal. Coach said, quote, this bill does not go nearly far enough to reform our broken budget. Default would be a disaster. I agree with that. We have to raise the debt ceiling, but we have to lower our spending at the same time. We're almost $32 trillion in debt because of years of runaway spending. To get inflation under control and our economy back on track, we need serious reform. Now is not the time for kicking the can down the road. Now is the time to bring sanity back to Washington, D.C., and live within our means.
Well, amen. But how many times have we heard that song and dance? every time it comes up.
That's true.
Yeah, well, this time it's getting serious. Estimates are that probably the next year, 2024, the debt is going to be, the growth in the debt is going to be higher than the gross national product. Okay.
This is
untenable.
Like 150% of GDP,
We can't service the debt at a certain point. Yeah. Pay the interest on the debt.
It's going to be more expensive than funding the military, which is the most expensive military in world history.
Yeah, it's bad enough when the debt is so high, but when you can't make the interest payments on the debt, that's it.
Well, and there's other news affecting the state of Alabama from the federal level. For instance, Congress, I like seeing this, Congress is moving to block funding to expand Temporary Space Command headquarters in Colorado as Alabama HQ decision is threatened. So essentially what the Biden administration was doing, folks, is they were appropriating more money to this base, supposed to be temporary base in Colorado. So Congress caught wind of this. And now lawmakers have reportedly drafted a bill to block the funding to continue the growth of the temporary HQ there in Colorado. During a meeting with Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall last week, several members of the Alabama congressional delegation were surprised to learn that the facilities were being expanded there in Colorado, not being brought or being ready to be brought to Alabama and to Redstone Arsenal. And of course, folks, this is a rare, big bipartisan issue here for anybody having to do with government in Alabama, whether you're a U.S. senator, or a congressman or woman, or you're a member of the Alabama legislature, everybody on the same page, Democrat and Republican, is saying Redstone is the right place for Space Command HQ. So we'll see where this goes. But the idea that the Biden administration is just going to slow walk this and continue to fund and grow the temporary site while they play politics with the placement of this HQ, well, it's a shame, but here's the truth, the dirty little secret. At the end of the day, all these decisions are political. You can make all the arguments that this would be the best place for our headquarters, dealing with Space Command, but it depends on what warm body, though it's not as warm as it used to be, old cold Joe, but it all depends on what warm body is there in the decision chair. Unfortunately.
Don't take care of your friends.
And if he thinks he can do it with impunity, that's exactly what he's going to do. Let's go to Randy. Hey, Randy.
What's going on, gentlemen?
You know, just making it through the day.
Well, I ain't got no political view today. You know, I call normally on Fridays just to check in on y'all. And
sure.
Guy said Eddie's absentee to the beach. You can't hide money. You know, he's going on that island vacation here in a few weeks.
Can't hide money. No true words have been spoken.
Can't hide no money, Eddie. I hope you're listening. Yeah, you know, you could invite some of your radio friends to go with you. By the time, Joe, if you take you one of them vacations, you're a workaholic.
That's true.
That is. Hey, get me in Sweet Creek where I can get it 10:15.
All right, gotcha, Randy.
But y'all, I'm out here in the backyard of my property here listening to the birds. It's beautiful outside. It's absolutely beautiful today.
Well, I look forward to getting off at 3 so I can just go lay out in the sun. I really am in a mood today where I would rather just lay down and relax. But I'll get there this afternoon.
Yeah, I don't figure to be one of them lay out in the sun type guys, Joey, to be honest with you.
No, it's usually more lay in the dark on the couch.
All right, I won't hold your radio station up. Yeah, I'll talk to y'all later.
Appreciate it, Randy. 272-9228. Oh, look. It's Papa B, Papa B,
Papa B. Hey, oh, my goodness gracious. Line the Congress. Oh, help us. Yeah, this is a new one on us, right?
They're going to get it now.
Well, and whenever I see these threats like of Christopher Ray, we're going to hold you in contempt of Congress. I'm like, right. How can I, what do I need to say on these radio airwaves to get one of those?
That'll teach them.
Yeah.
Doggone is hide. Nah, you know, I lie to Congress. They can lie to the American people. You dang straight better not lie to them. In fact, if you talk to them, they'll make up a way that you've lied to them somehow.
Yes.
If you open your mouth, somehow you're telling an untruth and they'll get you for it. They'll twist your words 100,000 different ways to get it to sound like a lie.
Well, and the fact that it is precedent that these handwritten notes, all these memos by these FBI agents are still treated in court as just ironclad evidence, that the FBI wouldn't fabricate something in their handwritten notes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, and here's something interesting, though. In this new, latest, greatest fiat that they pulled with the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, they actually thought, well, let's lie to ourselves. You know,
right.
Fabricate a lie that we can tell to ourselves and see if that works.
And it did.
And it did. It, well, I mean, at least before, as far as I can tell, it did what did the job. It kept Trump out of office for the second term, or helped it, you know. Made him
hamstrung his whole first, his whole term as well.
And then, here's the best thing, though. Here's the best thing of all. They took a trial, they had a trial about them lying to themselves in Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. decided in that jury trial that, yeah, they're so morally superior, they can tell a lie to themselves and get away with it.
Well, it's the growing arrogance of it. There used to be some semblance of, you know, fairness and impartiality, but it's the growing impunity of it all. What do you, in other words, it's like, what are you going to do about it?
Well, and it's really with the also the D.C. culture. It's like the jury came out and said, not only do we find the defendant not guilty, Your Honor, we also would wish to humbly recommend to the court that this person get a promotion. Lying to yourself. Genius. Absolute genius.
You remember when
fascinating.
Obama finally delivered his birth certificate? It looked like, you know, something. I mean, I could have done a better cut and paste job on my home PC. Okay? It was just that bad. And, I mean, they sent it over and like, well, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Say something about it. Come on, say something about it. Daring somebody to say something about it, you know, and nobody would even,
Well, and those that did were ostracized and pushed aside.
It's amazing. Even worse than the birth certificate, Obama's since written memoirs, written a memoir since he left office.
Yeah.
Right. And in his memoir, I was listening to some interview. A guy had done a big review and critique of it. He said that Obama essentially brags about, I didn't stand for much anything. Like, I was everything to everybody in my first campaign. And he's like, and it's amazing.
Open change.
It's amazing how that worked.
Brilliant marketing.
What you going to do? Yeah, I mean, that's about right. And they'll do something like, and really, really bad. Just about anything. And that's what they say, what you going to do about it? What you going to do about it? Yeah, we cheated in elections. What you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did this. Yeah, we did that. What are you going to do? Nothing. And he's right. And they're right.
Well, look at January 6th, for example. Some people who wanted to go and protest their legal rights. Well, where are they at? They're, in effect, political prisoners.
Yeah, well, the guy who put his feet up on the desk of Nancy Pelosi, I think he got
Buffalo Man. No, was that Buffalo Man?
No. That's a different, QAnon shaman. But, no, the guy who put his feet up on the desk of Pelosi's office got 4.5 years?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I wonder how much the guy who stole the podium got.
And there's a lot of people that were there that aren't going to get any time or be identified at all.
You mean undercover agents?
I wasn't going to say that, but yeah.
You conspiracy theorists.
You remember Eye Patch Guy?
Eye Patch Guy?
What do they call themselves?
What do you got?
Huh?
Pirates? I don't know. Eye Patch Guy.
The folks in the J6 kind of operation. Whatever they call themselves. Now, anyway, he wasn't even there. And he got, or I think it's the Eye Patch Guy, he got like 20 years.
Wow.
Or some odd. He was so dangerous. And he didn't have, the whole thing was unarmed, you know.
But the lesson is clear. The takeaway is, don't you dare stick your head up.
Oh, and it's also like governments can take and withstand a lot of loss of money. They could even, sadly, when you look at war, withstand a lot of loss of life of their population. One thing governments tend to take very seriously are the symbols they use to delude the population. And if your little riot there on January the 6th kind of broke people's confidence in the delusion that their system's actually representative, then we can't have that. No. You, wait, you're not respecting the outcomes? Well, we'll show you, you damn Nazi. Yeah,
we'll create an insurrection.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you forget the fact that we cheated, that we manipulated it. Y'all just got to accept the result.
Or else.
Get over it.
And I just still, I'm fascinated by this idea. Even if everything was on the up and up, when did we come up with this idea that people can vote on whatever they want? Yeah. That people have a right to vote on taking away other people's rights. It's bullcrap.
Yeah.
It always has been, but it's what people seem to think is
it's a Republican.
Well,
it's
not.
Yeah. Right. Back to that.
All right. Soapbox moment. Check. Guess I'll talk to y'all next week.
Rock on.
Appreciate it, Papa B.
All right. Bye.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Carl Schmidt there at the Herb Shop. And Carl and his team are ready to help, well, supplement your health, get you healthy and well, feeling right. And, of course, what Carl likes to do is have you come in for an appointment. Call him up at 271-2882 and make an appointment today. As you sit down with Carl and his team, they're going to ask you, well, what has your doctor got you on? What are you diagnosed with? What sort of medication are you already taking? And from that baseline, then Carl can recommend certain supplements that are help you meet your goals. Maybe you have deficiencies in certain vitamins or minerals. Maybe you have toxins inside the body, even trace amounts of certain toxins.
Some of your prescriptions conflicting and interacting.
Right,
with each other.
Right. They can look into all that. They can do aromatherapy. I know Greg Budell's been doing that.
Yeah.
It helped you get back your sense of smell. Some people lost that, of course, during COVID. But it's also, I think this is the reason Greg uses that, is mood regulation. Like peppermint makes you more energetic and lively. Does he have any of that around?
I
need that.
I found some the other day.
I'm a little sleepy today.
Quite nice. Yeah.
But it could also be like lavender to soothe you and relax you. And don't forget, I was a little guinea pig, and it worked for this guinea pig, the LifeWave X39 phototherapy patch. What this patch does, you can wear it, say, on the nape of your neck, wear it up to 12 hours each day. Pretty easy to put on, and you forget about it once you get, you know, it took me a day or two to get used to it. And what it does is it stimulates base-level stem cell production in the body. This is through phototherapy. It's refracting light back inside the body that stimulates those base level peptides. And so this is not like something like wrinkle cream where, you know, wrinkle cream can somewhat fight the wrinkles, but this is no true reverse aging to where you have the stem cell package. You've got the immune system ready to go like you did 10, 15, 20 years ago.
I'm intrigued.
Pretty cool. True reverse aging technology. Wow. So check out the Herb Shop today, whether it's the X39 LifeWave patch, or it's maybe some recommendations on what sort of vitamins and minerals should I be taking at this point in my life. And be sure to tell Carl and the team there that, well, Joey from News and Views sent you. Again, 272-9228. See who this is on line one. You're on there. Who's this?
I don't like Joey Clark. Oh, hey, excuse me. This is Sam calling from Pike County.
How you doing, and, Sam?
I'm having a wonderful day. I just, you know what, talking about the loss of smell, I think I just was in Chinese buffet, and I ate a spoonful of wasabi, and I swear I think my taste hadn't come back from the COVID yet.
You couldn't taste the wasabi?
No, sir. You know, I'm looking to have my sinuses blown wide open.
You got to go to the Herb Shop, man. That's all there is
to it. I truly believe that. Joey, back to the first part of the show, what you were saying when you were talking about the AI. There was a movie called Elysium some years ago with I think it was Matt Damon, science fiction movie, but they had something in there that I think it's coming our way. Low-level jobs, well, I shouldn't say low-level, but probation officer. There was the AI probation officer. Yeah, Damon, he had to go report in once a week, and, you know, it was automated. And
Say the title of this movie again.
Elysium. It's the name of a Roman city, but it's a space station that was above Earth, that was paradise.
And Elysium.
Elysium. Yes. Okay, man, I'm doing the best I can. But it's actually a very good movie. it's kind of depressing, but it's
we're getting a little satanic here. It's got a 6.6 rating on IMDb.
Pay attention. Anyway, but the, no, Zach, I see it plain as day now, man. I can see different positions. Restaurants everywhere. Everyone talks about labor costs. Trying to cut back on labor costs. That's where your real cost is, and different businesses. I'll recommend that movie to you. It's solid sci-fi, but that's...
Yeah, and apparently it's got Jodie Foster in it.
Well, all right.
How is she still that hot? That's amazing.
Well, you know what? They had her all cleaned up, and she was Boss Hogg of the space station. Yeah, Boss Hogg. Hey, listen, you're talking about white privilege? Well, here you go. Let's talk about
Wait, privilege. Who was talking about white privilege?
I'm talking about white privilege.
Okay, go on.
But see, that's where the probation officer and all that's going to get in trouble. Because Americans, we expect to be able, have our lawyers sling a little money around. And with your AI, there's no green privilege. So that's what's going to, that would cause trouble there. Come on, man. My mind's all over the place.
Well, that's apparent.
It's all true, though. What else is going on? Nothing. MSG. Sun's out. It's beautiful. I guess I'll just talk to y'all later, but. Okay. Enjoying the show.
Appreciate it, Sam.
Appreciate it.
272-9228. Sometimes I don't just need to go to the phones. I just need to move on, right?
No.
No, that's where my mind goes, at least. 272-9228. For this break, this part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. And there at New Look Decorating Center, Brett Lanham, the manager there, is ready to help you. Of course, it's not just Brett. It's Jordan and Katie, paint specialist on staff there. And you might even get a sighting of the owner, Brian Carr. Great guy. Also very well informed, very skillful when it comes to advising you on your paint and stain selections. And, of course, they hire the very best, and they provide the very best paint, that Benjamin Moore paint. They can, in fact, match any competitor paint color in high-quality Benjamin Moore paint there at New Look Decorating Center. Excuse me. And you're not just helping out the local Montgomery economy with a 40-year business. I mean, I can't keep track of how many people they've helped that I know. Like, my mom would go there all the time. But so many listeners now, Eddie's gone by there. I lost count of that, too. That will help you actually get the job done, whether it's tips and tricks if you're doing it yourself or if you're contracting out the job. And again, it's not just the Montgomery area, a 40-year local business. When you buy Benjamin Moore paint there, you're helping out the Alabama economy. Benjamin Moore, one of their largest plants, is right here in Alabama, in Pell City, Alabama. So check out.
Down home.
Oh, yeah. Check out New Look Decorating Center today. You can always go to newlookdecoratingcenter.com. But I really encourage you to stop by that showroom. Say hi to Brett and the team there. It's 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it in all its glory. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. And be sure to tell him that you heard about him here on News and Views Afternoon. We'll be right back. You know this one, right?
I've got to see you.
Oh, my. Well, way back.
Somehow.
Happy Friday.
Not tomorrow.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And weasel troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick
pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 Express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaners sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 Express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up the dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. 272-9228, especially if you want to get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card drawing.
Got a call.
Oh, let's go to Beverly. Hey, Beverly.
Hey, Joey. I want to get in on Sweet Creek. Please make sure you draw my name.
Well, I mean, it's the luck of the draw, ma'am, but...
I know it. I'm just kidding you.
Is it 126?
126.
All right. I got you, Beverly.
Thank you, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 272-9228.
Ken on two.
Hey, Ken, how you doing? You said Ken?
Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken, you're on there. What's up?
Hey, Joey. All right, so they announced today, the Department of Justice, there are never coming against Mike Pence for having classified documents. Where do you think this leaves or goes with Biden?
So you're breaking up a little bit, but I think I got what you're laying down, that the DOJ is not going to charge Mike Pence. So what does this mean for Biden? I think it means that Biden and...
Or Trump.
Right.
Trump.
I think Biden or Trump are probably not going to be charged with this. I think it's just another leverage point, say pressure point, that the DOJ is using to get people to behave. I guess they technically could charge them with something. The law is there. I think it's a stupid law about the handling of classified information. We classify too much. But I guess because Pence cooperated and he's nowhere near the White House, I don't think he has a chance of winning. They'll let him go. Anybody near it, they're going to use whatever pressure point they got.
Yeah, it just seems like I don't see how they can continue on. Even the media say, we're going to go after Trump, but we just officially announced that we're not going against Pence. You know, it's either you have a document or you don't. Doesn't matter if it's one or 100. It's, you know, still the same.
See, but then they'll just have their cronies in the corporate media go out there and say, we have a clip. This is not artificially intelligently created. We didn't just fabricate this. This is Donald John Trump saying, I've got the nuclear schematics. Somebody call up Kim Jong-un. He's my workout buddy. He's looking skinny these days. Let's get him the nukes. And people will believe it. So just never underestimate these folks. Even if they know they're not going to put Trump in jail, they will do whatever they can to put questions in people's minds and keep him out.
And they have. They'll do it again.
Yep. I saw that report and I was like, huh. So I wonder if they're setting up the, you know, let everybody know there's nothing going to happen to Biden for that purpose or to somehow keep pursuing Trump under some other asinine reason.
Well, the Georgia thing's apparently expanding into other states, and it's just the lawfare angle to this. Using the courts to hobble Trump before he can get back into the White House, I just don't have much stomach for it.
I don't either. All right. Thanks, Joey.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it'd be one thing if Trump just loses.
Fair and square. Or even close. Right. Something
even if it's stolen fair and square. They change the rule. Yeah. We'll see how it goes
it's
next just, time.
It's so un-American.
This is Irene?
Irene on three.
Hello, Irene.
Hey, hi, Joey. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, just lovely. Just lovely in the hayfield. But I've been riding and listening to you. And I really wish DeSantis would wait 4 more years to run. I think everybody that voted for Biden owes it to Trump to vote for him. I think we owe it to him to give him his 4 years back. No telling what he could have done had he not been... I just bless his heart. I don't know what in the world makes him want to keep going, but they ought to think about where we are now and where we were then. Gas, life was a lot easier.
Right. It's just that I think DeSantis and his team, you got to strike while the iron's hot. One guy whose name was just thrown out there recently for the presidency is Chris Christie. If Chris Christie had run in 2012 and had gotten the nomination before, say, instead of Mitt Romney, Christie could have done very well, but he kind of wore out his welcome, especially right. with conservatives. And I think DeSantis is worried about that, too. Jeb Bush is another example. He was a great Florida governor. But you kind of lose that...
political shelf life.
Right, the shine falls off.
Right.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Right, yeah. And so DeSantis has got a strike now. I don't know. I've got some clips of this back and forth that's already starting between Ron and Trump. And I don't know if it's necessarily what the American people deserve, but it's what we're getting. DeSantis came out, I believe, yesterday saying Trump's petty and juvenile conduct is why Trump is not in the White House right now. Which I'm like,
right.
I don't know how effective that's going to be.
Well, he's got a counterpunch with something.
Know about that. I believe it was stolen also because there's no way I'll believe that that Biden got more than Obama vote. And folks voted for Obama just because. I know a lot of people that had never voted Democrat, and they voted Democratic for, Obama. But I think it's just sad. I think we owe it to Trump, and I think everybody that voted for Biden ought to think about that and see the double standard and give him back his 4 years. But that's my 2 cents, and I appreciate it, and we're listening to you when I can get you in the hayfield. So,
well, I appreciate that, Irene.
Thank you. We're enjoying the show.
Thank you, ma'am. No, it's also good to have perspective. I'm here in this, room with the blinds closed, and I got all these listeners out there working the fields.
Well, somebody's going to pick dead cotton, Joey.
Yeah?
It's not going to be us. So. Well, today, anyway.
If I need to pay the mortgage,
yeah.
You better believe I'll do most. Let's just go to Terry. Hey, Terry.
Hey. I just want to get in on that sweet treat, John, and just go ahead and say the world's spinning around just like it's supposed to. Some people are happy, some people are not.
Oh, yes, sir. That is the way the world turns. What's that month and day of birth?
Yep. 3/24/65.
3/24. I got you. Appreciate it, Terry.
All right. Hey, thanks, bud. Bye.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. And there at XI Repair, Jonathan Strange and his team are ready to help you with, well, pretty much any of your smartphone repair problems. Cracked screen, water damage, maybe a battery not holding a charge. Could be you got a virus, so the phone's just not working correctly for whatever reason. 9 times out of 10, I would say 99% of the time, XI Repair can fix it. If they can't, though, if it's one of those rare occasions, they're a no-fix, no-fee shop. And they'll even give you advice on what your next steps could be. But it's not just smartphones they can repair. They can work on desktop computers, laptop computers. They can even work on top-end gaming consoles. Isn't it better to take that PlayStation 5 that cost you an arm and a leg to a great local shop you can trust instead of sending it off in the mail over several weeks to Sony and you don't even know where it is? Yeah. Work with XI Repair instead. They can also sell you brand new or refurbished smartphones. They have data recovery services. They really do it all there at XI Repair. So check them out today. You can actually start a job online and get an immediate quote. Say you drop your phone at like 1 in the morning and it's cracked. You can hop online at XIRepair.com and immediately get in the queue to get that phone fixed the very next day. Well, and they can also help you by just over the phone. 777-1234. That's their number there at XI Repair. 777-1234. Be sure to tell Jonathan or Kia or Greg, whoever you work with there at XI Repair, that you heard about them here on News and Views afternoon. 272-9228. Well, I guess we're going to break the rules because Papa B's calling back. It says quickly, here's a note. What's up?
Look, if you can let Sam on twice in a day, you can let me on at least one time twice in a day.
Okay? Yeah.
Bear with me a minute. I just wanted to say the reason that we're seeing all the shenanigans and everything in Washington, and I've said it before, is that it is taken over by an organized crime syndicate. This is what I mean when I tell you that. When I tell you that, what does the mafia do when they move into an area? One of the first things they do is they take control of the police and the judges. That's what they do. So if the police, if the law enforcement is not being enforced on the people that needs to be enforced on, they have control over it. Same thing goes with the judges and the judicial system. Tell me I'm wrong. How am I wrong on that?
Well, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong.
I knew you would, but I just had to ask a rhetorical question. All right, that's what I'm saying.
But if you want for just fun, you're wrong, Papa B. Call again.
How do you get through again? Wait a minute.
Appreciate you, man. 272-9228. Well, let's go to Joel. Hey, Joel.
Good afternoon. I'm headed to the hayfield, too. Miss Irene is a beautiful lady, and she's got two beautiful daughters. Her husband died 2 or 3 years ago, and she works like a man, but she is a beautiful, beautiful lady.
Well, I could hear the beauty through the phone line. It really was apparent.
But I want to get on Sweet Creek, too. 11-1.
11-1 for Joel. All right.
Hey, you'd be surprised how many farmers I've had listen to you every day.
I don't know why y'all like me, honestly.
I do.
Well, thank you for that, but I look in the mirror and I'm like, get out there and make something of yourself today, you schmuck. Maybe it's my negative, like, internal model. I got to get over it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, humility. You don't need to lay out in the sun this afternoon. I just had a skin cancer cut off my face, so stay out of the sun.
Well, I appreciate it, Joel, and we'll be doing that drawing here soon, so stay tuned.
Okay, bye, buddy.
272-9228. Let's hit this break. We'll come back to all these calls rolling in.
Lit up the board all of a sudden.
We'll be right back.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while, or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day. And we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be.
In fact, you might even find you're feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hoped for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On this second day of June, it could be a forecast in July or August. It's getting hotter and a little bit more humid with a high today and tomorrow around 91. Tonight's low 67. And both today and tomorrow, look for those widely scattered, random afternoon and evening storms. There'll be few and far between. Then Sunday's high temperature up to about 93 with more isolated pop-up storms here and there. And not much change Monday and Tuesday. You know, lower 90s, risk of more widely scattered storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon on a Friday. .972-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Sky Mosley here for another few minutes before he gets out of here for the weekend. I appreciate your time. Really do. Yeah.
Well, my pleasure, Joey. Always nice to be here.
Yeah, I'm just tired today. Nope.
Well, I don't know what the deal is. It's been a long, short week.
I get thrown off, too. We agree on this.
Yes.
We'd almost rather work a full week as opposed to the one day.
Long three-day weekend just makes us lazy.
It does throw me off my game. Before we go to these calls here, this part of the program, in fact, the entire hour brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and her team can help you there. We haven't mentioned this in a while. If you're a veteran, they are VA Home Loan certified there at Alabama Home Mortgage. They took the time, the extra time to get that extra education. So they know the latest of what's going on with the VA Home Loan programs at Alabama Home Mortgage. And if you're a veteran, this is the best game in town in the mortgage market. And you're not taking advantage of these benefits. You earn them. They're yours through your service. And Alabama Home Mortgage can actually walk you through that, so it's
make
an easy process. A lot of places just don't offer it or don't think about it. They do that there at Alabama Home Mortgage. They have veterans in their blood. And, of course, they can help you if you're a potential first-time home buyer. I can think of nobody better to walk you through that home buying process. Or maybe you're looking to refinance with, well, all these credit card debts that are outstanding and plenty of other ways people are caught in debt. A refinance deal through your mortgage is, well, maybe the way to go. And
lock
Kim,
in those interest rates.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's better to pay. Even like mortgage rates are what, 7-something percent now? Let's say you get a 10% rate on a refinance mortgage. Even if that's a big jump from, say, you're sitting at 4%, it's a heck of a lot better than paying 20%, 25%, 30% on those credit cards.
Yeah.
Which really adds
up. Huge amount of money.
Yeah. So check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. That number, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender. Let's go to Miss Love. She's up next. Hey, Miss Love.
Hey, yo. And your guest.
How you doing?
I want to say this, and I know it's a weekend, so I want to throw this in the hat. Oh, put me in for Quick Creek, too. 5'7".
All right.
Secret suit of perfection. You are awesome. Just the way you are. You don't need a personal shopper or a makeup artist. You don't need a life coach or a plastic surgeon. Imperfections are perfection. And you don't need any fixing. Why redo the real you? You are 100% already. And you can go later to the scripture about being wonderfully made. Okay, and I just want to say a blessed weekend to everybody. Have a barrel of fun, godly fun, and a barrel of laughter, and share them. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, Miss Love.
Thought for the day.
That was jarringly wholesome and grounded.
Yes, sir.
And a good thing to be reminded of. 272-9228. Oh, let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hello, folks.
Hey, Randall.
Hey. Good evening to y'all both. Man, it's been a fun, I don't know, it just seemed like it's been a fun Friday. But yesterday, Joe, I had to say, yesterday your show went by faster, I think. I don't know why, but man, I looked down and your show was over because I was really expecting a call to kind of the share. And the reason that you are like you are, you just too humble and you got an old soul, bro. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean,
my soul does feel old. I have to admit that.
And you are one humble human being. And I have to say, man, it just it shows and it shines. Your mama is, man. I'm glad I got to know her through you because she's a happy woman. I know right now.
Thank you, Randall.
This weekend, if y'all ain't got nothing to do tomorrow, anything you want to show Benelville, and you can look this up on Benelville High School Facebook page, they have what they call Bear Fest. New coaches trying to do things, raise money so they don't, you know, they can feed the kids all through the year. Maybe take a charter bus. They ain't got a bag, you know, no parents to do a bunch of fundraising. But it's going to be at Whitewater Hill Camp just outside of 82. And you can come show tractors, cars, it don't matter. Then Kurt J, which is from Alabama, down at Rambo Field, was on the board. He's gonna do a concert at 7 o'clock. And it's all happening at Whitewater Camp, which is kind of a special place because a lot of tornado victims is where they call home for a little while. And still a couple out there, families just living in campers. And this would be a good thing for them. Because, you know, even though we don't think about the tornado, I want to thank 93.1 for all the donation barrel they put out, the stuff they did when the tornado was there, man, for everybody, what y'all did do from the bottom of my heart, because they still, a lot of families dealing with it, you know what I mean?
Right.
This would be good for us. So, man, y'all come out tomorrow and have a good time. It's been a good day. It's been a beautiful week, bro.
Well, I appreciate you putting the word out there. It has been a beautiful week, and we'll try to keep it going next week. Thank you, Randall.
All right, fellas. See y'all.
272-9228. Ooh, look at the time. And we got, Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good to hear from you this afternoon, right before the weekend kicks off. Let's remind folks that you do have options for outdoor grilling. There at Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. 'Tis the season, I think. As summer comes around, I always start thinking about grilling. What sort of options do you have for people out there?
Well, we sell Traeger, so they have the pellet grills, which have been the rage. We also sell Napoleon, which they have some of the greatest LP and natural gas grills. We also have the Kamado Joe, which is more of a real grill. Did you actually have to use charcoal in? So whichever way you want to go, we can take care of it.
Well, I'm partial because both my father and my brother have the Traeger pellet grills, and dadgum, those things work well. And it's fancy. You got like a phone app and everything.
Well, I think the Traeger is the one that's clearly best for people like me because it takes all the guesswork out of it. You put the thermometer in your meat, you put it there, you Bluetooth it to your phone, you can sit inside, you can go shopping, you can go to work, and you can control the grill and the temperature of the grill without having to stand over it.
Yeah, it's so cool, especially on those long cooks like you're doing a brisket or a pork
shoulder. That's right.
Yeah, really is good.
So, and the other thing, you know, for Father's Day coming up, we have some really nice massage chairs. We just got a new model in, and it is out of this world. We've already sold one. And of course, this father had to buy it for himself. But
Dad's got to be resourceful that way. But
that's right.
So, brand new massage chair. Y'all got to get by there if they're already selling this quickly. You don't want to run out, folks.
That's right.
So y'all check out Cohen's Electronics and Appliances today. Not only do they have these fantastic products we talk about throughout the week, they also deliver confidence. Just a great team of folks there at every end of the business. You can always go to thinkcohens.com or give them a call at 277-8890. Y'all are still there on the Eastern Bypass?
Yes, sir. You can come see us. We're here until 6 o'clock Monday through Friday. We're here until 4 on Saturdays, and, you know, we want to take care of you.
Well, I appreciate you, Michael. We'll talk again next week.
Have a great day.
You too. 272-9228. I think I'm actually going to do something here. I'm going to go ahead and do this drawing. You think that's a kosher, Sky, just to go ahead and get this out of the way?
Yeah, let's do it. It's Friday, and get somebody a jump on that Sweet Creek. $60.
All right, let's see. Okay. I know who it is now.
You already know the winner?
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got to announce it now.
I know everything's on the up and up.
All right. And the winner of the Sweet Creek $60 gift card is... Charlotte. Give us a call at 272-9228 to claim your prize. Give us a call, Charlotte, and thanks for playing. Everybody will, of course, be doing the drawing again next week.
Congratulations.
Yeah, sure. Congratulations.
Yeah, give me a call real quick, and I'll get you fixed up, and you can go right on down there and